Chapter 44. Yet listen now, Jacob my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord who made you, and formed you from the womb, who will help you says, do not be afraid, Jacob my servant, and you, Yeshon, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon the thirsty, and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your offspring, and my blessing on your descendants, and they will spring up among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One will say, I am the Lord's, and another will be called by the name of Jacob, and another will write with his hand to the Lord, and honor the name of Israel. This is what the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, says, I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. Who is like me? Who will call, and will declare it, and set it in order for me, since I established the ancient people? Let them declare the things that are coming, and that will happen. Do not fear, neither be afraid. Haven't I declared it to you long ago, and shown it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is not. I do not know any other rock. Everyone who makes an engraved image is vain. The things that they delight in will not profit. Their own witnesses do not see, nor know, that they may be disappointed. Who has fashioned a god, or molds an image that is profitable for nothing? Look, all his fellows will be disappointed, and the workmen are mere men. Let them all be gathered together. Let them stand up. They will fear. They will be put to shame together. The blacksmith takes an axe, works in the coals, fashions it with hammers, and works it with his strong arm. He is hungry, and his strength fails. He drinks no water, and is faint. The carpenter stretches out a line. He marks it out with a pencil. He shapes it with planes. He marks it out with compasses, and shapes it like the figure of a man, with the beauty of a man, to reside in a house. He cuts down cedars for himself, and takes the cypress and the oak, and strengthens for himself one among the trees of the forest. He plants a fir tree, and the rain nourishes it. Then it will be for a man to burn, and he takes some of it, and warms himself. Yes, he burns it, and bakes bread. Yes, he makes a god, and worships it. He makes it an engraved image, and falls down to it. He burns part of it in the fire. With part of it, he eats meat. He roasts a roast, and is satisfied. Yes, he warms himself, and says, Aha! I am warm. I have seen the fire. The rest of it he makes into a god, even his engraved image. He bows down to it and worships, and prays to it, and says, Deliver me, for you are my God. They do not know, neither do they consider, for he has shut their eyes, that they can't see, and their hearts, that they can't understand. No one thinks, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burned part of it in the fire. Yes, I have also baked bread on its coals. I have roasted meat and eaten it. Shall I make the rest of it into an abomination? Shall I bow down to a tree trunk? He feeds on ashes. A deceived heart has turned him aside, and he can't deliver his soul, nor say, Isn't there a lie in my right hand? Remember these things, Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant, Israel. You will not be forgotten by me. I have blotted out, as a thick cloud, your transgressions, and, as a cloud, your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing, you heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, you lower parts of the earth. Break out into singing, you mountains, O forest, all of your trees, for the Lord has redeemed Jacob, and will glorify himself in Israel. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, and he who formed you from the womb, I am the Lord, who makes all things, who alone stretches out the heavens, who spreads out the earth by myself, who foils the omens of the empty talkers, and makes fools of diviners, who turns sages back, and makes their knowledge foolish, who confirms the word of his servant, and performs the counsel of his messengers, who says of Jerusalem, she will be inhabited, and of the cities of Judah, they will be built, and I will raise up its waste places, who says to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up your rivers, who says of Kurush, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying of Jerusalem, she will be built, and of the temple, your foundation will be laid.